This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said Wednesday that the fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak is now a pandemic and warned that the worst is likely yet to come. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the announcement in Geneva.
Describing the situation as a pandemic does not change WHO's assessment of the threat posed by the virus. It doesn't change what WHO is doing, and it doesn't change what countries should do.
Tedros added that in the days and weeks ahead, we expect to see the number of COVID-19 cases, the number of deaths, and the number of affected countries climb even higher. Governments around the world are trying to take steps to address the ever-changing outbreak of the new coronavirus, which has infected more than 118,000 people and killed more than 4,300 in 114 countries. Just as the WHO made that declaration of the virus being a pandemic, U.S. health officials faced a grilling on Capitol Hill, APZ Donahue reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health was asked if the worst is yet to come.
Yes, it is.
Community spread of the coronavirus is one of the reasons. How to stop it?
Contain the influx in people who are infected coming from the outside, and the ability to contain and mitigate within our own country.
Republicans like Tennessee's Mark Green says President Trump has been ahead of this.
53 days before American lost a single life to COVID-19, the administration was already working diligently to prepare our country.
Massachusetts Democrat Stephen Lynch says the president has been throwing out misleading statements.
We need a unity of purpose, but we are not going to get that when the president is telling people that the cases of coronavirus are going down, not up. They doubled yesterday in my district.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA.